Okay, we are up to Sefer Shmuel Beis Perek Vav, and Perek Vav is the story of David HaMelech trying to bring the Aron back to Yerushalayim. Now that he has arrived in Yerushalayim, the only appropriate thing to do is to bring the Aron back to Yerushalayim, and in that way have the first steps of building the Beis HaMikdash, which will be in the following Perek, when David HaMelech expresses a ratzon, a desire to build the Beis HaMikdash. So what does he do? He tries to bring up the Aron, as we know, just to mention, this Perek is the Haftorah of Parsha Shmini, where Nadav and Avihu are struck down on a very happy day. A parallel type of story occurs in this Perek. So what happens? They go to the last place where the Aron has been, in the house of Avinadav, and they put it on a wagon, and they bring it up, and on the way back to Yerushalayim, tragedy strikes. Two of the sons of Avinadav, Uzzah and Achyo, who are in charge of carrying the Aron, or making sure it is okay on the wagon. What happens? It seems like the Psukim describe that the Aron started slipping off of the wagon, and Uzzah tried to catch it, and Uzzah is struck down. Very mysterious exactly. What did Uzzah do wrong? We will have to see what the Mefarshim say. Vayichal David, David gets very upset. Al Asher Parat Hashem Beheretz Uzzah, he gets upset at himself, really, for what has occurred. We'll see the mistakes that were made, and David calls the place Peretz Uzzah Ad Hayom Hazeh. That is, stops the parade. David is very fearful, and therefore he just puts the Aron where it is. He takes it to the house of Oved Edom Hagiti, a Levi, who lives somewhere between where Avinadav is in Kiryat Yarim and Yerushalayim. Aaron stays there for 3 months, and then we have the second half of the parak, where David tries again. The house of Oved Edom is blessed, so therefore David takes this as a siman that he should try again. He tries again, this time in a more proper way, as we'll see what does proper mean. They were besimcha, and every 6 steps he gives karbanos, he dances with all his might, mecharka b'chal oz, everybody brings it up, unbelievable parade. The only one who's not happy about the whole situation is Michal, David's wife, the daughter of Shaul, who's looking out the window. She's upset how David is revealing himself and dancing and sweating in front of everyone. So when he comes back after the long day of having the parade and giving out to everyone food and drink, she sarcastically says to him that my father would never have done such a thing. I don't know why you did that. And David responds to her very sharply, that's exactly why I'm the king and not your father. And I would have done even more because it's all Kvod Shemayim. And the parak ends off by saying that Michal, the daughter of Shaul, did not have any children ad Yom Mosa. Machlokas, does that mean she never had children? Or she had children before, but she didn't have any more children? That connects to the machlokas that we had earlier when David's wives were listed with their children. Egla, according to one pshat, is Michal. But the problem is it says Michal didn't have any children here. And there it says it did, that she did. So it could be that she didn't have any children until, she had children until now, but none afterwards. Okay, let's get to now to the beginning, Perek Vav. Here we go, the Haftarah for Parshas Shmini. If one wants a more expanded version of the story that happened in this parak, Divrei Hayamim Aleph in Parak Yud Gimel, Tezvav, Tezayin, that is a more expanded story of the Uzzah story and the Aron being brought back to Yerushalayim. So says the Navi. Vayosef O David, as called Bachur be Yisrael Shloshim Aleph. David gathers the troops, he gathers 30,000 bachurim in order to accompany him. Vayakam vayelach David v'chalam asher ito ibal Yehuda. They go to bring the Aron asher nikra. What Aron? Asher nikra shame Hashem tzvakos yoshev hakruvim alav. The only time in Tanakh where the Aron gets such a title, it's not just the Aron Mabris, the Aron Elokim, it's the Aron Elokim that has the name of Hashem tzvakos called on it, yoshev hakruvim. The Radak says maybe it has a special name because of the nisim that occurred last when we met the Aron. Remember the Nisim, when the Aron was amongst the Plishtim in Perek Hay and Perek Vav of Shmuel Aleph, and the Plishtim got sick, and they put the Aron on a wagon, and the cows went straight, Vayisharna HaParos, they went straight back to Beit Shemesh, and all of the Nisim that took place in the context of the Aron, and that maybe that is why, suggests the Radak, that it is called here. Lefisha is Kadi Shmosh Lakadosh Baruch Hu Alav Bi Yoso Bistei Plishtim. There was such a Kiddush Hashem there, so that's why, and that was really the last time that we saw it. Okay, so what happens? Vayar Kivu Es Aron Alokim El Agalah Chadasha. They put the Aron on a new wagon. A new wagon that was never used. Vayisauhu Bibes Avinadav Asher Begiva. They take it up from Avinadav's house. That's where it has been. His two sons are in charge of directing and guiding the wagon. they guide it, Vayisa'u, they carry it up with the Aron, Va'achyo holech lefnei Aron, Achyo is going ahead, David is being misachik lefnei Hashem, b'chol atzei broshim, all the different instruments, kinoros, nevalim, tupim, nana'im, nana'im are shakers, the Netziv writes in the Merom Sada in one place in Sota, maybe this is the source for being minanea, the lulav, Vayavoad goren Nachon, they come to the Goren of Nachon, they didn't go too far, and Uzzah, Vayishlach Uzzah, something happens here. El Arono Elokim, literally Uzzah sends his hand to the Aron Vayochas, but he grabs it. Kishamtu Abakar, something starts happening, it gets loose off of the Bakar. Hashem gets upset and smites Uzzah. Vayakeo Sham Elokim al Hashal, for his mistake. Vayamashamim Aron Elokim, and he dies with the Aron. What exactly occurred here? What was the mistake? So, a number of suggestions given by Chazal and by the Mefarshim. Number one is Rashi. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Meseches Sota. The Gemara there says that the mistake started off with David HaMelech. What happens? Tavidava, Rashi quotes, Shafil Chidoko Shabes Rabin Yodoroso. A mistake that even the school children know. Ki avodah zakodesh shalem bakasim yiso. What's the problem? Why was the Aron on wagons? It's a pasuk in Parshas Dvarim that the Aron has to be carried on shoulders. But kasev yiso, it's even a mitzvah daraisa. So what was it put on the wagons here? It's a pasuk in Chumash that he made a mistake with. And therefore, he was, why was he punished like this? How did he make such a mistake? So the Gemara says, because he called the words of the Torah Zemiros. If you look into Hillel, Kuf Yates, Zemiros hayulichu kecha beveis megurai. So the Gemara says, Lamed hey amed aleph, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Tvar divrei Torah shakasabwen hatoifin echa bovainenu. You call the Torah where you can't have a Hesach Hadas at all, or else you forget it. Atakoria Osan Zemiros, Hareni Machshulcha, Bedavar Shafilu Tidoka Shem Yisrabin Yodinoso, and Ve'iyu Asi Bagaglasa. So, shot number one, that David, along with everyone else, Uzzah was the one also that was involved, and he was carrying it, so therefore, that was problem number one, they had it carried. Number two, even before number two, why would David have made that mistake? It has to be, can't be just totally ones that he forgot a pasuk in Chumash. That's what happened, he forgot the pasuk. So the Radak has an amazing pshat. The Radak, tremendous musr from this Radak. The Radak says, no, of course he knew the pasuk in Chumash. He just misunderstood. What did the pasuk in Chumash say? You have to carry the Aron. David thought that was a relative tzivui and not an absolute tzivui. Meaning, when you have the rest of the Mishkan also that you're carrying on wagons, so then the Aron has to be carried on shoulders. The Aron has to be one above everything else because of its Kedusha. But what if you're not carrying anything else? There was no Mishkan here. There was nothing. You're only carrying the Aron. So then David understood that that could be put on a wagon. V'ho inyan says the Radak, Asher shaga David, bazeh adavar mikra meforash, chashav, ki lo haya, lo yiyye chet bazeh misu bagala, even though it says bakasev yiso. Ki amar, ba'ozos man ba'midbar tziva keel, ki lefisha haya mishkan nasa bagalos, tziva laseh says aron bakasev laharos, ki kedushas aron gedola mikedushas ha-mishkan. The Aron has more Kedusha than the rest of the Mishkan. Aval bizman shalo hayasham Mishkan, but if there was nothing else being carried, chashav she'ein chaitim yisa'u ba'gala, there wouldn't be a problem. And what's the answer? The answer was no. Mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are absolute. They're not relative. We don't judge Kedusha based on, oh, I do more than him. No. It's absolute. I have to fulfill my potential. The Aron has certain inherent Kedusha, and it cannot be misunderstood or not given that Kedusha, and the Zilzal caused the terrible tragedy to take place. That is all really number one. The mistake of the wagon. The Abarbanel here lists off four mistakes that were made. That's number one. They put it on the wagon versus carrying it on the shoulders. Number two. By the way, also, the Mefarshim deal with, if that was such a terrible mistake, but the Plishtim did that. The Plishtim put it on the wagon. So what's the difference? So the answer is the Plishtim were mitzuvin, because if he so. The Plishtim did what they thought was mechavadik, and they were scared of it. So they put it on a wagon and let the cows go. But Am Yisrael were mitzuvah, number one. Number two, who was carrying it? The Leviim have to carry it. L'shenis, L'vishagam ha-Leviim, lo-haya lahem, liga ba'aron elokim. The Leviim have to carry it, and here, the Uzzah was not a Levi. Number three, even the Leviim, when they carry it, they're not allowed to touch it. And here, Uzzah touched it. And shouldn't he saw it was falling. That gets to number four. And that's the other Gemara in Sota, Daf Lamed Hey, and Rashi also quotes it. He should have darshed the Kal V'Chomer. Everyone knew the miraculous story of when Bnei Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, and the Aron carried the Kohanim. They flew over. Remember, the Kohanim went back onto the east side of the Jordan, then they flew over. The Aron was no CS, no sub. So if the Aron carries the people that carry it, it could take care of itself for sure. Isn't that a Kal V'Chomer? And because of this lack of emuna, says the Abar Benel, that was the problem. Ki chata uza b'miyat emuna, b'chashvo sheyipol aron artsa. He thought the aron would fall. It's not like a Torah b'zvan hazeh. It's the aron. V'hinei miyot lefimach shavaso b'kdusha z'aron shalohaya yachol lamod ba'atzmo b'lo nose. He obviously didn't trust. V'lioso bilti boteach v'ashem u'bilti mamin v'ashkachaso baron hakodesh. Ne'enash b'misa. That is what the Abravanel says. And one might think, what do you mean? It's automatic. It's instinctive. You see the Aron falling. Kodesh Baruch Hu held him to a high standard. If you're carrying the Aron, you're taking care of the Aron, then you have to not go based on instincts. The Briska Rav, some Achronim, connect this mistake that David made to the Briska Rav's idea. The Briska Rav, in the end of the Grizal Rambam on page 154, discusses that there were really two dinim in the Rambam in Hilchos Nesiyas Ha'aron. He says, dinim, shnei dinim, ika Nesiyas Ha'aron. Chada, this is to answer up a Rambam, two different psukim. Chada din Nesiyas Shal Mishkan. One is, there's a mitzvah to carry all parts of the Mishkan, including the Aron, v'dino b'levim, midin avodas masa, sheyesh ba din avodas halevim. And that's a din in Levim, have to carry all the Mishkan, v'hu amar, and that's what it says in Bamidbar, t'kachashiv sham la'aron bahadi shar klei ha-mishkan, where the Aron is listed with the rest of the Mishkan. V'din ze haya rak ad bo'am l'beis olamim, v'umisham v'elef paka din avodas masa. That mitzvah avodas masa was all the way till they came to the Beis HaMikdash. V'chol din avodas ha-levim l'doros. But what about l'doros? The Rambam says it's not only levim. Hu rak shir v'shir. V'shenus ikadin miyuchat shal nesiyas ha-aron amuskar bekra de parshas ekev. There's a special din, not just of nesiyas mishkan, nesiyas aron. V'hu did b'fnei atzmo. Shenus shaya klala din avodas ha-levim. Nothing to do with levim. Rak dekenu mitzvahs nesiyusa b'shevet levi. V'nira o didin aron ha-amor b'zeh no tali klal b'zeh shu mikle ha-mikdash rak b'shem aron bilvad ha-davar tali. And then he says, that's why the Rambam says that the mitzvah of nesiyas aron l'doros is for the Kohanim and for levim, because that's talking about nesiyas aron, not Nesiyas Aron as part of the Mishkan. Right? That is the Ramban's kasha. The Ramban says, how can a mitzvah change from the Levim to the Kohanim? The answer is no. The Rambam says that the mitzvah, there's two elements originally, and there's only one element that will be Ladaris. So maybe suggest some Achronim, maybe there was some mistake made regarding these elements that David thought it already goes over, and you don't need a Levi. One final point by Alan Schwartz, I once heard him suggest, that a very creative shot, but it fits into the words of the text. If you look in the Psukim, what does the Pasuk say? In Pasuk Vav, Vayishlach Uza. Uza sends to the Aron. Vayochez, but he grabs it. Kisham to a bakar. Because the bakar, it became loose. Right, the Rashi quotes a chazal that the bakar's limbs started falling apart. What does it mean? What did he send? So Rabbi Schwartz suggested that there is something called Munchausen syndrome, or Munchausen by proxy syndrome, where someone feigns an illness or another problem in order to generate sympathy, or sometimes to do something to someone else in order to then become the hero. You know, I'll abuse somebody and then I'll come the hero and I'll save the day. It's terrible. But that's called Munchausen syndrome. Maybe that's what happened here. Uza was there. Maybe he caused something to loosen in order for then to be the one to save the day. That's what it sounds like for the Psukim. He sent Vayishlach Uza El Aron Elokim. Again, he knows it's Mechudash, but it's an interesting suggestion. Uza, right, doesn't go against Chazal. Just another suggestion. Vayishlach Uza El Aron Elokim Vayochasba, and he grabbed the Kisham to Abakar, and Hashem got very upset. And therefore he smites him. The Pasuk does say, Vayam Hashem im Aron Elokim, he died with the Aron, which the Gemara darshins on Sota Daf Lamed Beis, that he got Olam Haba. Right? Just like the Aron is forever, so too Uza will be forever. He would go to Olam Haba. Why is that? So Rav Yashiv writes, Mishmiz Azov quotes, in the name of Rav Yashiv, that even though, for whatever purposes, forgetting the last shot that we just mentioned, that Uza made a mistake, but he had certain levels of Kavanah L'Shem Shemayim. He was instinctive, he was this, he was that. So maybe that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan in Maseches Sota. Sof, if you have a maisa, that a terrible thing you did, but if you had a certain positive kavana, you're going to get schar for that kavana as well, even if you're going to get punished for the maisa. And the Sefer Chasidim as well writes this in Taf Pei Tes. Im Adam ose maisa, umiskavin letova. Somebody has good kavana. The oso maisa shaya kavana so letova nishabich lera. And it turned out bad. Ho'ol v'chotehu, shahayol l'shol l'chacham l'shol. You should have asked somebody. Shouldn't have done this. So Yakava per honest negat shaloniza. You're gonna get a punishment because that's what happened. But Dugmas Uza, Shasholach Yad Ba'aron, Umikal Makom, Yakaba Schar al Kavana Solotova. But you'll get schar, says the Sefer Chasidim, just like Penina, just like Yaakov and Dina, he writes. So you're gonna get Hashem is exact, both in the schar and in the Onesh. And that's what the Pasuk says, that Uzzah died with the Aron, but he'll be with the Aron as well. Vayichalo David, so let's continue the Pasuk in Pasuk Ches. David gets angry, al asher parat asher peretz be'uzi, gets upset, and he calls the place Peretz Uzzah ad hayom hazeh. Vayira David, and therefore David is nervous to continue the parade. The Malbim writes, David is the epitome of Simcha. That's how he serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now he's fearful, maybe that's why he stopped. He didn't think it was appropriate to continue when he wasn't in a state of simcha. Pirish David avetamin me ava umi simcha viavoda kazos tarik al baalei shefa chesed v'rachamim tova simcha viatab ayomahu. But now shacharad mipachad haonesh shachal al uza, when he's nervous, nafal mi madrigas haava el madrigas yiras haonesh she madriga prusa, it's a lesser of a level, as is described in many sources. V'alkain amar, therefore he says ich yavo leilai aron Hashem, how can I bring it? Im Basher Hirgish Ki Nafami Madrigaso. He realizes that he's on a lower level, and therefore he decides to delay. Ich Yavo Eli Aron Hashem. So Velo Ava David Hasir Elavis Aron Hashem. He didn't want to bring it. Vayateo David Beis Ovid Edom Hagiti. He sends it to a house of a Levi. Okay, we already see the Tikkun is starting. And what happens there? The Aron sits there for 3 months. And Hashem blesses the house of Ovid Edom. And Ovid. What does it mean? His whole house? Rashi quotes the story from Divrei Hayamim that they had multiple births. They had 6 babies every pregnancy. Unbelievable. They had multiple births. So that's why he knew that there was a bracha that was happening here. Ask the Achronim. If the Aaron was only in this place for 3 months, and the bracha was that they had multiple births, so how'd they know? The birth was only months later. They were pregnant. It's only 3 months. So the Vilna Gaon in Aderes Elio says they were huge. You have 6 babies inside, so they were huge. They realized the pregnancies were huge. Now, what the Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz has a whole sefer, Avas Yonasan, and that's a sefer on Haftoris. So there, he also asked this question. He says it's Meduyik in the Psukim. It says, Ovid Edom and his house were blessed, right? That's where you have the Medrash that says that they all had a lot of kids. But the next pasuk says, David was told that the house of Ovid Edom, the Kol Asher Lo, everything he had and that he had in his house would be blessed. It doesn't say that specifically base of, it says, right earlier it said, base Ovid Edom Agiti, I'm sorry, where is it? Vayivarech Hashem es Ovid Edom ve'es Kol Beso. His house of Edom and his Beso, which would include wife and children. And when it was told to David, it just says, it was told, base Ovid Edom ve'kol Asher Lo. Suggest the Avas Yehonasan, Rav Yonasan Ibishitz, so maybe that's the difference. He was only told about the other brachas in the house. He wasn't told about the family. Vizos yaldu la'alter, the osher and the atzlacha, avo masha yoldu, shisha v'keres echad, bemes lo haya yodin, v'lo yigidu l'davin b'zeklum. If you look in the Mishpat Zohar, there's another option. He suggests that, no, maybe they did have. They did have babies now. They were pregnant earlier. Yeah, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes could forecast. He knows, right, he quotes from the Mishnah Zav quotes from another suggestion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could work backwards and know that you'll do something good and therefore already implant the bracha from beforehand. And he quotes a story, a psak that was given by the Marsham. There was a certain city that had a certain terrible gzeira against it, and that tzaddik comes to the city and says, if you pay me a certain amount, and you give a certain amount to tzedakah, then I'll be mevatel gzeira. So they all give the money to his tzedakah, and the next day a letter comes from the Tsar that the gzeira is mevutel. But they saw that the letter was postmarked 3 days ago, before the guy collected the tzedakah. So they went to the Marsham, and they said, well, we don't want to pay, because obviously we didn't even need him, because this was beforehand. Said the Marsham, no. He quoted our Gemara. He quoted this, our Gemara, our Navi. They had 6 babies, how they know, says the Marsham. It must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already knew this was going to happen, and that's why he already put the bracha in place. Hashem knew you were going to give the tzedakah. And that's why he allowed this letter to go out even beforehand. But you can't undermine it now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that you would give it. Amazing. So different pshatim about how they knew. So David was told that there was tremendous bracha in the house of Oved Edom. So David goes and tries again. They had Levim do it. They carried it on their shoulders. Every six steps, they brought karbanos. Why dafka six steps? The Radak says maybe it was because Uzzah, after six steps, he was cut down. So after six steps, nothing happened. So they were giving hodat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'David mecharkel b'chalos l'fnei Hashem. David was dancing hard, and he was wearing ephod bud, which the Radak Pasha says it's not the big day kahuna. Right, David wasn't a king. He was just wearing a special apron. And he was singing and dancing. U'michal bashol. And Michal was looking out the window, and she was not happy. Even though he was just dancing b'simcha shel mitzvah. The Rambam quotes this pasuk in our parak, in the last halacha of Hilchas Lulav, when he talks about the tremendous simcha that a person has to have when he does mitzvahs. Ha-simcha she-yismach adam ba-siyas ha-mitzvah. U-ba-avas ha-kel she-tziva ba-hem. The simcha that we have to have when we do mitzvahs, and the love of Hashem that commanded us to mitzvahs. It's two things. Avoda gadoli, it's a tremendous avoda to be happy when we do mitzvos and when we think about the commander of the mitzvos. And whoever could do that is the most mechubad. And the quotes, he quotes the pasuk from our parak. Venekalosi on mizos vaydishavu beinai. David said the greatest thing is to dancing l'shem shamayim. So David gets home after a long day, and he comes to his, and he gives out food and a wine and meat to everyone. Vayasha David Lebrechas Beso. Michal Bashol goes out, and again the pasuk emphasizes Bashol, Bashol, each time as if we don't know who she is. And she says sarcastically, Manichbara Yom Melech Yisrael, Asher Niglal Yom Leini Amos Avodav. How, what a great day that the lower class of our society saw your arms and your legs as you were dancing. Right? She was a very straight talker. She says, how can you do this? There's a covered malchus. And the Radak quotes the Medrash that we've quoted in other contexts, that there's a couple of the Yalkut, that there's a couple of lines added in here. David says, what is the answer back? Yeah, I'm the king and not your father. What does that mean? The Medrash adds in that Shol HaMelech, what was his downfall? What led to his downfall? He was always influenced by the Am, by Amalek. The Am wanted to do it. The Am wanted to give Karbanos. By Gilgal, the Am was leaving. The Am. David says, I'm not influenced by other people. I do what I know is right. I do exactly what I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from me. Right? Not worrying about everybody else. And I'm following that. And that takes a leader. A leader that is independent. And that's exactly behind the discussion that was going on here. There's one achron I saw quoted that connects the Kusnos Or, says, maybe this is connected to the Gemara in Erevin, in the end, the last parak, that talks about Michal Bashol wearing tefillin. What do you mean, why'd she wear tefillin? According to Chazal, tefillin requires very seriousness of spirit, of seriousness of mood. So maybe Michal was always very serious here. Right? This goes against the Meshech Chacham. The Meshech Chacham on the Haftorah for Shmini talks about maybe David was always wearing tefillin. And that's why he wasn't worried. Like the Gemara at the beginning of the fifth parak in Brachas, one of the Amoraim asked Rabbi Yirmiyah or someone, aren't you nervous having too much kalos ro? She says, no, I'm wearing tefillin. Meaning tefillin keep me in check. So maybe here too, tefillin kept him in check. Either way, David goes back and the parak ends on a note that David and Michal really were not getting along too well. Michal Bachal didn't have any more children until the last day that she died. Why was Dafka this the best punishment? Why was Dafka this the best punishment for her? So again, different pshatim are given. Again, in the Avos Yonason, he discusses maybe because the reward for giving kavod to the Aaron was extra children, like Oved Edom got, so she lost her children. That was the Bizayan. Others say, the Mishpat Zozov says, maybe what David was doing was like just going crazy and not even thinking in front of the Aaron. That's what parents do. Many times he suggests parents do silly things just for the good of the child. They act like a four-year-old. They talk like a baby. They do silly things. They do shtus to be mesameach their children. That's exactly what David did. He might have looked like a shote, but it was all to be mesameach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She didn't understand that, so she lost the other type of time that you would do this, and that is for one's children. Yes, a lot more, but that takes us at least through this perek. And now, the Aaron is back in Yerushalayim. The Aaron's in Yerushalayim. What's left to do? Now it's time to build the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what David is going to ask in the next parak.